here at the 2013 Trade Talk at the NEFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, and Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA, is sitting here with me. Colin, first of all, give a highlight of your job.
You know, I'm the Vice President of Government Affairs, so I spend each and every one of my days up on Capitol Hill working with members of Congress and their staff to talk about the policy priorities of our membership here at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Well, first of all, lots of hot topics going on and taking part in Washington these days. Let's talk about, first of all, the country of origin labeling and update on that.
You know, that's part of the bigger picture of all the issues that we have on the Farm Bill. Trying to get this Farm Bill done, country of origin labeling is one issue that we have to get fixed, because right now we have a retaliation that's looming from both Canada and Mexico where they could shut us out of their markets or add a surtax to our markets probably sometime late summer or early fall of 2014.
Well, talking about the Farm Bill, let's get a little deeper into that. What's the outlook look like?
You know, we're very optimistic we'll get this Farm Bill done by the end of the year. We finally have the conference committee that's meeting. The four principal members of the committees, the chairman and ranking members are meeting. The staff is meeting almost daily. So there's a lot of momentum behind trying to get this Farm Bill done. You know, we've been working on it now for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
So we're excited at the prospect of finally getting this thing behind us.
Well, I think that we'll all be excited that when the Farm Bill is not a household name anymore, it won't be a dialogue that we continue to discuss across the agricultural industry. Let's talk briefly about the federal land grazing. I know that's another issue you guys are working with.
You know, a lot of people forget that a good chunk of our industry is made up of farmers and ranchers who utilize permits to graze federal lands out in the western United States. Extremely important part of our industry. And it's also extremely important because there is continued pressure out there from activist groups to kick our members off of the federal lands. So we have to work daily to make sure that we can allow them to keep their cattle on there. We've got two big pieces of legislation we're working on right now. One is to try to change the way the federal government approaches wildfires, to make sure that we are managing federal lands in a way to mitigate the severity of wildfires. And so that is extremely important just because of the damage that wildfires do to grazing lands in the West. And then also we're trying to put in place a Grazing Improvement Act that would make the process to get these permits a little bit more expedited and try to cut out a lot of the bureaucratic red tape that we have to deal with right now.
Well, let's talk international trade a little bit, and specifically with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. How does that affect producers and consumers alike?
You know, trade is extremely important for us because we're always looking for ways to get new consumers, new markets open. And to be able to do that, we have to have access to these foreign countries. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, is going to give us some new access to a lot of the Asian markets and will help us as we continue to try to recover a lot of the markets that we lost after the BSE case back in 2003. So it's a great opportunity to add more value to our animals, and international trade as a whole right now is worth about $250 per marketed head. That's money in producers' pockets.
Immigration is another huge issue that affects specifically those in the southern states and the border security. How is NCBA handling that on Capitol Hill?
And we had hoped that this year we could get some immigration reform. Unfortunately, it does not look like that's going to happen. So we are just doing everything we can to try to set things up for reform, hopefully in 2014, because we have to address the border security issue to make sure that our members down on the southern border are not having to live in fear of having their houses broken into, equipment damaged and stolen, fences cut, etc. But at the same time, we have to have a workable guest worker program that allows us to have workers not only in farms and ranches but also in packing plants and the feedlots. We're not talking about a pathway to citizenship. We're just talking about a guest worker program. So we really need Congress to step up and get both of these things addressed.
Well, it's always entertaining and exciting to talk with you, Colin, and hear everything that NCBA is doing to ensure that we can continue our livelihood on our ranches and farms across the country. Anything else you'd like to share that NCBA's got coming down the pipeline in 2014?
You know, it's an exciting time to be in the cattle industry right now. We do have a very small herd, one of the smallest herds we've had since the 1950s, but that also means there's a lot of people making a lot of good money. And so there's great opportunities for us, not only here at home with our domestic customers, but trying to get even more customers. And we're going to have a good discussion of that at our 2014 annual convention, which will be in Nashville here in February.
Well, excited to see what's going to be coming down the pipeline at convention and also at in the next year. Once again, talking with Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA. I'm here at Trade Talk. I'm Jamie Johansson.